In this session, I want to take a very personal experience that I had with a close friend of mine and let you see the outcome of that and allow you to share the insights that, that gave me in my business life. I have a very close friend who used to be a bank manager, an area bank manager for one of the major banks in this country at a very, very young age indeed. He was one of the youngest they'd ever had in that particular level of position. And he sat me down when I was thinking of leaving my role then as a financial planner and creating the business that I now have today, the Soul Millionaire Group, and within that, the Advisor Gym company and brand. His name is Chris. And Chris is retired now at a much earlier age than most and is doing the things he has dreamed about doing with his wife and with his family that many men would love to do and love to achieve and accomplish. And he's living a new life, not just sitting on his bottom doing nothing and just soaking up the sun. He's living a life of contribution, of legacy, of change, of making a phenomenal difference in the world. And Chris sat me down and we started talking about planning my business. And this is what he said to me: be very careful in the first couple of years, the early years of your business, and stop living a lifestyle, ego-driven business life, because you'll end up with calamity or mediocrity, to say the least. Create, he said, a financially strong, proper business, not a lifestyle cottage industry operation. That to me was very wise advice, and it drove home as I really struggled in the first years of making the business work against all sorts of opposition. And I took Chris's advice and I watched my expenditure quite closely, in fact very closely. And during that time I was reading a series of books by another multi-millionaire called Robert Kiyosaki. You may have read some of Robert Kiyosaki's books. He's famous for the series of books called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And Kiyosaki is, you know, not everybody's favourite author. But my goodness, he sells a lot of books and he's made quite a few bucks, as he would say, in running businesses that he loves running. And here's what he said. He created this term, maybe he got it from somebody else, called doodads. Doodads. What's a doodad? Well, a doodad, certainly in Chris's terms and in Kiyosaki's terms, is anything that really is an ego-driven, consumptive expenditure. You know, a consumer expenditure that frankly you don't need, and it's just all about your ego and your pride and sometimes even your flaunting arrogance. Now, this all sounds very personal. No desire for you to get offended, but I'm asking you to think about this. If you're going to create a business that really is effective and exceptional, a business that leaves a legacy, a business with a purpose, a business that's driven by passion, a business that is strong and sustainable into the future, you need to be really careful as you reshape that business in its early new years of a newly developed business, or if you're in the early years already of a business, be very, very careful that you're not using this business to simply get doodads. Wealthy people, very successful entrepreneurs, don't behave like that. They drive revenue back into the business to give it strength and sustainability and net profitability. They don't go running around grabbing ego-driven doodads. They develop the business as an asset. And what's an asset? Well, it may not be what you think it is. An asset to a wealthy person, I found out in recent years, is defined in this way. An asset, they say, is a vehicle, a business or financial vehicle, or something that produces income on a consistent basis today. Not tomorrow, sometime down the line, when I'm too old and weak and feeble to enjoy it, but today. It creates income today. So, if you really want to create this exceptional business that is the heart of the Advisor Gym principles and practices, if that's what you want to join me in doing, then be careful about stripping out revenue to support doodads today. Create an asset. If you're going to strip out revenue, create another asset that will that will produce income, consistent streams of income, to then support the life you want today. And if it can't, then you need to keep investing into the asset until it can. So let me just summarise. Is your business an asset, or is it in fact a liability? Does it create the income streams, the cash flow, that to create the life that you want to live today? If not, you need to stop stripping out doodads or stripping out money to buy doodads to satisfy your ego today, and reinvest back into your business so that it becomes strong, sustainable, exceptional, and is driven with purpose and passion and profit in mind, so that it will create the lifestyle and the life that you dream about sooner rather than later. That's the kind of financial message that's in this session. And I'll ask you to go away and just think about that and ask yourself the honest question. Is that the kind of business behaviour and pattern that's going on in my business and life today? If not, you know what? You'll never join the wealthy. You'll never have the fulfilment that you yearn for. You'll never attract the teams and the quality of clients that you deserve until you think about the business as an asset into which you invest and stop stripping stuff out to buy doodads. Think about that.